Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to worship on this festival, the day of Pentecost. As you know, we had planned to have a guest preacher and presenter, Reverend Mark Moss with Lutheran Heritage Foundation. He caught a virus. He didn't want anybody else to get it, and so he's being treated and recovering, but we decided it would be best if he keep it to himself so he won't be bringing the gospel message to you today, and or presenting. But we'll still have our potluck, so please join us for the potluck, and still have a Bible study. Then we may talk about more about what Lutheran Heritage Foundation does. You do have some information and much more on the website. We won't get the advantage of seeing all their literature that Reverend Moss was going to bring. But again, we can talk more. The hymns for today, especially for those listening on the radio or watching through our streaming, first of all, we're following Divine Service Setting 3, beginning on page 184 of the Lutheran Service Book. The opening hymn 650, Holy Spirit Ever Dwelling. Hymn of the day is 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. During distribution, we'll sing 500, Creator Spirit, by whose aid, 834, O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, 502, Holy Spirit, the dove sent from heaven, closing hymn 643, sent forth by God's blessing. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together the intro, it printed on your insert. Glory be to God on high. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this day of Pentecost is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land, then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual printed in your insert. The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be,' God declares, 'and I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" This is the word of the Lord. We stand in honor of the gospel. The gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's the day of Pentecost, and the church here, it's the culmination of Easter. In the last day set aside to celebrate the presence, the power, and the purpose of the Holy Spirit. We heard about some amazing manifestations of the Spirit in two of our readings today. In the Old Testament reading, Ezekiel, he's taken by the Spirit and set down in the middle of a valley full of dried up bones. The Spirit shows Ezekiel how he works through the words. Through the words that he's commanded, he gives these words to Ezekiel to speak, to proclaim. So Ezekiel does, and wow. Bones come together, sinew, flesh, and bones covering the skin, breathes life into these once dead, well, dried up bones, then corpses. The power of the Holy Spirit working through the word that God says speak. In Acts, the apostles heard the Spirit like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. They saw the tongues of fire resting on everyone in the house, and foreigners from all over, these these Jews that were now dispersed, they come to Jerusalem for this festival of Pentecost, and they have their own native languages. And they're hearing the mighty works of God in their own languages, their own tongues, their native tongues, spoken by the locals, the local Galileans. As Peter declared, this was fulfilling God's word from the prophet Joel, the pouring out of the Spirit on the flesh. Amazing. These manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And you might be thinking, it would be nice to see some evidence today of the Holy Spirit, this powerful work, this evidence of God manifesting himself amongst us today. You certainly see a lot of evil evidence of that today, manifest in ways that can only begin to talk about. You pick it up on the news or the feeds or whatever you follow nowadays, the evil words, deeds. There's deceit, there's manipulation, there's rebellion, there's violence, abuse, murder. You can fill in the rest. So we have this evidence of sin out there, but it's also evident in ourselves, in our own lives, our thoughts, our sinful thoughts, our rebellious thoughts, our deceit, our thoughts against our neighbor, our struggles. We find ourselves angry and upset with somebody else for what they've done, and then we don't even see what we've done, the wrong that we've done. We blame other people for our problems without considering how we contributed to them. When we're unwilling to forgive, when we're unwilling to think well of somebody, there's evidence of sin in your heart. But what about the Holy Spirit? Where's the evidence of the Holy Spirit at work in us today? This could be like a plant, vegetable plant, vegetation. A plant saying, where's the evidence that water is at work within me? Well, without water, that plant would just dry up and be dead. It's absurd. The same is true for you and for me. Before the Holy Spirit was poured into you, you were spiritually dead. Without the Holy Spirit, you would dry up and die. Consider again Ezekiel's vision in the valley. Life without the Spirit is only bones. Dried up, bare bones. No life at all. Lifeless bones is all that's left after death and decay. And there's no hope of life for these bones. It's a grim reminder of what life was, but will never be again. This is what Ezekiel saw in his vision. A whole nation of skeletons, remains of those overcome and killed by their enemies. They are dead under God's judgment and wrath. As it was for Israel, so it is for you. Where humans go their own way, there's only death. We know this is true. We've lost loved ones. We anticipate our own death. Where the Lord's word is, there his Spirit gives life in his name. There is life even in the valley of the dry bones, in the death of Christ. Christ shed his blood to redeem us from sin, to rescue us from the devil, and to restore us to life with God. Where Christ's promises are spoken, heard, trusted, sinners have what's declared: forgiveness, life, salvation, eternal life. Faith comes through hearing Christ's words. Ezekiel's words carry the Spirit who brought life to the corpses. Jesus' words are Spirit and life. These words bring life to you in the forgiveness of sins. The Spirit brings to you life with God now and forever. Ezekiel's words brought those bones to life, but Jesus' words of spirit and life do even more than that. God used Ezekiel to do the impossible. Through his preaching, the Spirit worked to restore Israel to life. God uses Jesus' words to give you eternal life. Every baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in every sermon where the gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, is proclaimed, is a continuation of Pentecost. God's words and spirit cannot be separated. The Spirit works through the word to bring sinners to faith. The miracle of Ezekiel's vision is magnified on that first Pentecost, and it continues in our midst today as the gospel pours out the Spirit, who brings Christ to us and us to Christ in the waters of holy baptism. Here, there's new creation here, even in us. We cannot believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, or come to him by our own reason or strength, but the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel. No more than disconnected and dried bones could pull themselves together and regain life, could we walk out of the living death of sin into life with God. In Acts, Peter went on to preach Christ crucified and raised by God, and the spiritually dead were given eternal life. This evidence of the Holy Spirit is at work in you. The work of the Lord has accomplished the impossible. He has brought you to faith in Christ Jesus. That's why we celebrate Pentecost as the culmination of Easter. It's the resurrection of life that the Lord gives you. The faith in Jesus Christ that you have, he called into being by the work of the Holy Spirit, that you may have life, life with the Father, now and forever. The work of the Holy Spirit has been working since the beginning, and especially since that day of Pentecost. And the work of the Spirit works through the Word. That gospel verse, he says, Jesus is saying before he leaves, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now, right? They weren't ready, they couldn't handle everything that Jesus had for them to learn. It's more than just the gospel. That's why we have a full Bible. It says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. The Spirit has been guiding the church throughout its history through words. Words that the apostles spoke and taught that we have in our New Testament. Never since. Words that the Holy Spirit is helping us to learn rightly, right? The full understanding of God's word. We have the confessions in our Lutheran heritage. You heard me say part of that explanation of the third article of the creed from our small catechism. Let me read more of that. It says, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me up and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. This call, enlightenment, sanctification, this keeping you in the one true faith, it happened to you and it continues to happen to you because you heard and hear the gospel, God's word, in your language. You understand it. You comprehend it. This This is a gift from God. Your understanding of God's word comes through someone preaching and teaching you in a language that you understand. This is a gift from God. You've been taught, and you continue to be taught, a correct and clear understanding of God's word based on the confessions that we have received from the faithful who've gone before us. Confessions which have been translated into our own language, so we understand it. A gift from God. Lutheran Heritage Foundation, they translate and publish books from our Lutheran heritage, including the Small Catechism and other parts of our confessions. They do this so that all nations may understand the good news of Jesus and all that he taught. We weren't able to hear from the representative from Lutheran Heritage Foundation today, but we can support the work that they do and others who do the work of bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people of different languages. We can pray for them and contribute as we're able. At that Pentecost celebration in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to speak clearly in the native languages of those who had gathered in Jerusalem from those foreign lands, and the Holy Spirit enabled the church to begin to carry out that great commission. That great commission that continues by the power of the Holy Spirit today through the proclamation of his word. By God's grace, you've been brought to life in Christ by the work of the Holy Spirit coming to you through the word of God. By God's grace, more will yet come to faith in Christ. They'll be brought to life in Christ by us, by the work of the Holy Spirit through the word of God that we speak and others speak in the languages that we're enabled to speak and communicate in. This is tremendous manifestation of the Holy Spirit that we get to participate in. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For gladness in the Holy Spirit who fills the world with the remembrance of everything Jesus has spoken, let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that God would guide her into all truth by the Holy Spirit through his word, and so guard us from error and false doctrine and other great shame and vice, let us pray to the Lord. For hope in the midst of this world of death and despair, that God would put his spirit within us to believe, to live, and to serve according to his promises and commands, and that he would lead our homes to confess confidence in his power to raise the dead, now and at the last day. Let us pray to the Lord. For the Lutheran Heritage Foundation and all involved in bringing your word and true doctrine to the ends of the earth, that God would provide the means to accomplish his will, let us pray to the Lord. For President Biden and everyone God has set in place to govern our land, that the ruler of this world would not govern them and their decisions to our harm, but that we might enjoy the benefits of good government, let us pray to the Lord. For the help and salvation of all, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Linda, Mike, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, and Ben, that the Spirit would renew the face of the earth, look with favor on his creatures, and fill the hearts of the faithful, kindling in them the fire of his love. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that the Holy Spirit would convict us of our sin and convince us also that Christ's righteousness is ours, that in such repentance and faith we would receive the things of Christ declared in his supper, and that he would unite us by the Spirit of truth in faith and confession, comforting us with the knowledge that this world's prince is judged. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who grieve that since Christ has gone away to the cross and has risen victorious over death, so we may have confidence that those who go away from us in this life will also rise again. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through your Son, you promised your Holy Spirit, who would convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Enlighten our hearts that we would confess our sins, obtain everlasting righteousness through faith in Christ, and through every trial and temptation, abide in the consolation that Christ is Lord over the devil, death, and all things. We ask that you would graciously deliver us from all affliction to make us partakers of eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens, and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this, the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.